The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
And we've once again come to that part or time of the show where we join Rolien Marks, journalist, reporter, commentator and spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation. Rolien, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to be with you. I can't believe we're heading into the weekend already.
It's crazy. The first week of March is gone, and this is how it's going to become. Now, next week, I'm going to be saying second week, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Rolien, let's enjoy the time we have together. Everybody's been looking forward to their time with Ro, as they put it. Certainly, President Trump has made his mark this week. He's not mincing any words, is he? He's really stomping. He's really putting his foot down. You wanted to look at Trump now, his threats to Hamas. This now seems to be a definitive, turning point in the greater picture there. Over to you.
Well, I tell you, all the Israelis woke up this morning to some epic trolling by President Trump to Hamas. Now, I just want to address something because I know that President Trump is an extremely polarizing figure. I get a lot of comments from people saying, how can you support him, blah, 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 blah. And I think it's very important to explain the Israeli perspective. We are now on day 517. We still have 59 hostages held captive, and we make no differentiation between hostages who are alive and dead. They all need to come home immediately. And for Israelis, in the last now nearly 2 months that he has been in office, we have seen hostages start to return home, and we've heard strong language coming from the president that Israelis are wondering, where are the rest of the world leaders saying, let the hostages go now? So we woke up this morning to an epic trolling by President Trump saying, Shalom Hamas, and we all thought, why are you saying Shalom to Hamas? But on further inspection, he was saying, Shalom means...
Right.
Hello and goodbye. It also incidentally means peace. But he said, Shalom means hello and goodbye. And you can choose. Either you hand over all of the hostages, all 59 hostages, including the dead bodies. He said, it's like only the sick and twisted hold on to the dead. And, you know, we agree if we look at the hostages that were murdered in captivity, hostages like Shiri Bibas and her two beautiful boys, babies, Ariel and Kfir, and we look at the elderly great-grandfathers murdered in captivity, their corpses held captive, mothers, fathers, you know, it's also personal to us in South Africa as the son of a South African who made Aliyah. His body is still held captive by Hamas. And the president said to the people of Gaza, you also have a choice. You can either hand over the hostages or you can choose to die. Give back all of the hostages or all hell is going to break loose. Now, this is not the first time the president is threatening that, and his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said, you know, he means what he says. And it's been very interesting reading the responses from people around the world saying, you know, after the issue with President Zelensky last week, you know, why aren't you using that kind of language here and there and blah and bleep? But from our perspective, we want to hear this language. And it could have been a result of his meeting with 8 former hostages last night in the Oval Office. Some very, very moving scenes as the 8 hostages, which included people like Eli Sharabi, whose interview I really encourage every single human being to watch. It's up on my Facebook page in its entirety with English subtitles. It's absolutely chilling. It is probably the most in-depth and personal account of a hostage. And we know Ellie's story. Ellie was taken captive on the 7th of October, not knowing that his wife and 2 daughters were murdered and came out of captivity emaciated, having lost 40% of his body weight, to find out that his brother was murdered and his wife and 2 daughters, his home was destroyed, his his animal, his pet, and as an animal lover, you know, that too is very, very painful. He had to find that out. Naama Levy, who we saw kidnapped on the 7th of October, Keith and Aviva Siegel, we all have come to know and love Aviva so much, having heard her story so many times. And the president spent time with them, listened to their stories, listened to what they had endured. And I think, you know, once you bear witness, as we've been saying, this has probably prompted him to say, you know what, this is absolutely untenable. In fact, you could hear him in the video clip shared by his spokesperson. He said, you know, that it's not even believable. It's so horrific. Those were the words that the president used. So where we are at the moment, we still have negotiations underway. Unfortunately, we don't have hostages being released this weekend, which is an absolute travesty. And we've heard from our new IDF, Ramat Kal, the new IDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, saying that the army is preparing for fighting, but the return of the hostages is the top priority.
Interestingly, I just received this question from Gail, Roline. I'd like your take on this. Gail says the ICJ asked precisely one thing of Hamas, which was the unconditional and immediate release of the hostages. Why is this being ignored for so long? It's an interesting perspective.
Well, somebody gave Gail 100 points because that's what they did. In fact, the whole I'd say legacy media focus on whether or not what the president, the recommendations handed down by the ICJ, but they were very, very, very clear on one thing, the immediate and unconditional release of the hostages. Now, President Ramaphosa and members of DIRCO, if you are listening, the ICJ was very clear in their recommendations that and their statement that, you know, Israel's not committing a genocide, but they have to basically, in layman's term, make all considerations that a genocide is not committed. However, they were very, very clear on the point about the hostages. And I want to know, President Ramaphosa, you seem to have a lot of time to write op-eds and you have a lot of time to opine, but not once have you absolutely, resolutely demanded the unconditional and immediate release of the hostages. That goes for your Department of International Relations and Cooperation and your Minister of Justice and your former ministers. And it also goes for the South African media. I hold you responsible as well. It was a very, very definite ruling from the ICJ. You can't feature op-eds and varying opinions if you do not focus on the plight of the hostages. Release them now.
Indeed. We still continue to echo those words, Roline. And Gail, thank you so much for your contribution to this chit-chat with Roline. Ro, very quickly, you did touch on to the new IDF chief. Okay, mentioning that the IDF chief is also making it clear to Hamas and the situation as it stands right now. But I think maybe you wanted to just elaborate on his appointment and, of course, what he has brought, his structure that's coming in to support him.
Well, this is Eyal Zamir, who took over from Herzi Halevi yesterday. And he said 2025 will be a year of war in Gaza and war in Iran. He says, but the absolute imperative means the hostages have to return. Addressed troops in a letter today. He said, you know, you've had many victories, but there are still many challenges in front of us. Hamas have used this time to rearm, to recruit, and our job's not over. We need to deal with this now.
Roline, just 1 minute left. I just want to make absolutely sure, something you mentioned earlier on, the hostage deal, to use an expression you used the other day, no man's land, as of this moment, nothing transpiring regarding that right now as we head towards the weekend.
negotiations underway, but no definite conclusions.
Oh, Rolene, we're going to have to leave it there from all of us. Shabbat shalom for tomorrow, Rolene. Always a pleasure having you on board the Afternoon Overdrive, and have a blessed weekend. Rolene Marks, journalist, reporter, commentator, and also spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation.